Killigrew Clay, written by Rowena Summers and read by Anna Cordell. The thunder and clatter of iron-shod wheels were heard well in advance of the china clay wagons careering down the narrow cobbled streets of St. Austell Town on the first of their twice-yearly arrivals from the pits. Maureen Tremaine's blue eyes sparkled as she emerged from the warm, spicy interior of Knott's Bakery into the spring sunlight. It was her 17th birthday, and she had been sent to town to buy a bag of fruit buns for the family tea. Her excitement grew, knowing she would be in the steep-sided town when the clay wagons came through, on their way to Charlestown Port from the works up on the moors. When the wagons reached here, they would be crawling, inching carefully to avoid damage to people and property. The wagons would be piled pyramid high with the great white blocks Maureen had helped to stack. And on the precarious descent to the port, they would need 3 good horses to pull them down the hills and 6 to drag them back up. Maureen's family all worked for Killigrew Clay. She felt a tingle of pride at her father's new position, pit captain for Mr. Charles Killigrew, and they were Killigrew wagons coming through St. Austell Town that afternoon.
"Dear heaven preserve us, these dreadful vehicles!" a townslady near Maureen exclaimed angrily, pulling her fine skirt above her ankles, regardless of dignity, as the first lumbering wagon wove its way to lessen the gradient of the hill. Horse harnesses creaked and strained, chains rattled, wagoners roared to everyone to keep clear. The streets were constantly white with clay traffic from various pits, and this new arrival sent flurries of white powder spinning from wheels and clay blocks. The wagoners, bare arms corded with taut muscles as they strove to control horses and load, were stippled, ghost-like from the dust, as they hollered like demons for the townspeople to mind themselves. Maureen watched their weaving progress. The clay wagons were part of her life, and she didn't often see them from this vantage point. Usually she was cheering the wagons away from the pits with the other bell maidens like herself, with the Kidley boys who made the tea and did the menial jobs, the clay workers and the captains themselves. Sometimes the owners would be at the works away from their big houses and offices. It was a great day after months of allowing the china clay to dry until it was ready for cutting and blocking, loading and dispatching, for use in industries far removed from its humble beginnings in the earth. For paper manufacture and medicinal items and fine china to grace society tables. Maureen's mother had once said lyrically that on a day like this, the china clay was no longer their own, but belonged to the world. The comment was met by hoots of laughter from her brawny husband and 3 strapping sons. Even small Freddy had chuckled, without really understanding why. Only Maureen had smiled dreamily, liking the poetry of the words, and sharing a moment of pleasure with her mother, when there was normally little time for such sentiments. In the dust-filled streets of St. Austell Town on that sunlit spring afternoon, Maureen knew exactly what Bess Tremaine had meant. She heard a quick bellow from one of the wagoners.
"Fastest time yet, Maureen," Thomas Penry roared above the din of the wheels. "Did he have a wager on us?"